Hi, this is Pat, and today I'm reading from Genesis chapter 31, verses 1 to 21. Jacob heard that Laban's sons were saying, "Jacob has taken everything our father owned and has gained all his wealth from what belonged to our father." And Jacob noticed that Laban's attitude towards him was not what it had been. Then the Lord said to Jacob, "Go back to the land of your fathers and to your relatives, and I will be with you." So Jacob sent word to Rachel and Leah to come out to the fields where his flocks were. He said to them, "I see that your father's attitude towards me is not what it was before. But the God of my father has been with me. You know that I've worked for your father with all my strength. Yet your father has cheated me by changing my wages 10 times. However, God has not allowed him to harm me. If he said, 'The speckled ones will be your wages,' then all the flocks gave birth to speckled young. And if he said, 'The streaked ones will be your wages,' then all the flocks bore streaked young. So God has taken away your father's livestock and has given them to me. In the breeding season, I once had a dream in which I looked up and saw that the male goats mating with the flock were streaked, speckled, or spotted. The angel of God said to me in the dream, 'Jacob?' I answered, 'Here I am.' And he said, 'Look up and see that all the male goats mating with the flock are streaked, speckled, or spotted. For I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar and where you made a vow to me. Now leave this land at once and go back to your native land.' Then Rachel and Leah replied, 'Do we still have any share in the inheritance of our father's estate? Does he not regard us as foreigners? Not only has he sold us, but he has used up what was paid for us. Surely all the wealth that God took away from our father belongs to us and our children. So do whatever God has told you.' Then Jacob put his children and his wives on camels, and he drove all his livestock ahead of him, along with all the goods he had accumulated in Paddan Aram, to go to his father Isaac, the land of Canaan. When Laban had gone to shear his sheep, Rachel stole her father's household goods. Moreover, Jacob deceived Laban the Aramean by not telling him he was running away. So he fled with all he had, crossed the river Euphrates, and headed for the hill country of Gilead." Jacob and Laban had a difficult relationship. Jacob worked for his father-in-law for a number of years, though Laban had deceived him and tried to cheat him many times. For Jacob, there was a time to stay, and God blessed him despite Laban's tricks. And then came the time when the Lord told him to leave and return to his own family. During his time with Laban, God had been growing him and preparing him for the next step in his life. God uses the situations and difficult times in our lives to teach and grow us. There are times to stay and learn through the trial, and there comes a time to leave. When things are tough, it is easy to try to work it out by ourselves and forget to give it to God and to listen to him. But these are the times when it is most important to seek him, to worship him, and to listen to him. His ways lead to life. Lord, thank you that you are a good Father, and thank you that you have promised that you will be with us. And Lord, thank you for the example where you were with Jacob through that time with Laban. And Lord, you are with us in all the things we go through in our lives. We praise you, Lord, because you are a good God. You are our Father. And you love us. And whatever we may be going through, you still love us. And you are with us. And you speak to us, Lord, if we are only able to hear you. Thank you, Lord. Give us ears to hear. And help us to listen. And to live your way. Amen.